evening, gore whores and splatter kings. Welcome to the Bloody Machete.
And welcome to the Bloody Machete podcast, your home for horror, gore, and so much more. I am your host, your guide, the sinister minister, Father Drinks McGee, Father Murder McGee, but most people just call me Red. I can't tell you how excited I am to introduce this podcast. Our first episode will be coming up shortly, but this is just a little glimpse into what we have planned. I need to share with you my love, my passion for bloody fucking horror movies. Now, why, Red? Why would you do a podcast about horror movies? Simple fucking answer. I love horror. I love everything about it. I love everything from the cheesiest B-movie to the biggest studio-produced film. As long as it can leave you with an atmosphere, as long as it can haunt you, as long as an image can stay in your mind when you close your eyes at night, then horror has done its job. Firstly on this show, what I would like to do is we are going to review streamable films available on services such as Netflix and Shudder. Now, if you don't have Shudder and you're a horror fan, you are missing out. This app is phenomenal. For $4.99 a month per month, or $3.99 if you sign up for a year, you can gain access to thousands of horror films, everything ranging from B-movies all the way up to beautiful, glorious, huge-budget Hollywood films and everything in between. You have the cheese, you have the gore, you have the drama, you've got everything. So go out and get yourself Shudder. What we want to do is discuss these movies in terms. What did they do right? What did they do wrong? Bad movies have great things in them. Great movies have bad things in them. We need to discuss and figure out what these differences are, why we like them, what could have been done better. What we'd also like to do is share with you some YouTube short videos. There are horror movies under 10 minutes that are truly terrifying, that are so well made that we just absolutely need to let everybody know about them. Hopefully, in the future, we can maybe talk to some of the people who make these films, discuss their hopes, their aspirations, and sometimes you can see a short film get adapted into a larger Hollywood film. I'm thinking in the case of the short film Mama, which was a phenomenal piece that was turned into a big Hollywood budget film, and I think both were very well done. As well, what we'd like to do is have debates that are interactive with you, our listeners, and we'll have means through Anchor, we'll have means through Twitter, where we will discuss these topics with you. We'll have debates. Who's the best scream queen? Who's the greatest survivor girl in a film? Who's the greatest killer? Who's the greatest movie monster? There are no wrong answers. Well, actually, there are some wrong answers, but that's something that we can discuss and debate in future episodes. What is it about horror that we love so much? Why do we have this passion for it? I think it's different for a lot of us. There are many different reasons to love horror, and what captivates it is a different motivation for each of us. And I think an interesting thing is how we are introduced to horror. Some of us are introduced from friends. Some of us stumbled onto a TV show late at night when our parents thought we were sleeping. For some of us, it was a little different. Let me tell you about my first experience with horror movies. It was the age of the VHS cassette. It was the mid-1980s. As a young child, I would spend my summers with my great-grandmother at her house in the small town of Woodstock, Ontario. Now, she lived in this housing complex that was completely surrounded by cornfields. It was totally isolated, At night, all I could hear was crickets and the occasional car from one of the rural highways off in the distance. Now, I came from the city of Toronto, where it is noise all the time, so I had a hard time sleeping at any point in this. The crickets were completely fucking unsettling to me, and I just never understood country life. My uncle came to live with my great-grandmother. He was a nurse in a mental facility, and as she was getting older and her health was beginning to fail, he thought it would be best to take care of her, which was a great idea. As well as being a nurse, the one thing that my uncle was a movie fanatic. He owned more VHS tapes than I had ever seen in my life before. His walls were stacked. There were mounted piles everywhere of every genre you could think of. There were musicals. There were crime thrillers. There was silent films. But the one particular topic that always piqued my interest, shall we say, were the horror films. I would run my fingers along the covers of films like Pumpkinhead, Night of the Living Dead. But there was one day where my great-grandmother said to me, "Your uncle is away at work. I want to take a nap. You can pick any movie that you want, and I'll put it on while I nap." So my little hand reached up and grabbed the cassette and handed it to her. She squinted her eyes as she looked at it, but she shrugged her shoulders and she popped the tape into the machine and took off down the hall. I sat my little body into the recliner. It was way too big for me, and I sat just like a little doll in the middle as the film started. Now, I had never seen a horror film. I didn't know what to expect. I saw children enter a diner, pull out knives, and begin to slit the throats of adults. It was a killing spree. There was blood everywhere. There was more gore than I had my little eyes had ever seen. I was terrified. My mouth dropped open. I did that, the silent scream from the end of Godfather 3, where you open your mouth, but no sound comes out. Then, rising, I heard this shrill, before I realized it was me screaming. My grandmother came down the hall, and she turned off the tape and said, "Oh my God, I can't believe this is what you're watching." Now, obviously, as you know, this was The Children of the Corn, the adaptation of the Stephen King novel. Now, maybe it's not the best horror film ever made, but for a young boy, it was truly terrifying. And for a young boy who was trapped in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by corn, it was even more terrifying. As the years passed, every time I went there, when I would go to walk the dogs and I passed the cornfields, I always walked with a little quickness in my step. And even as the years went on and my great-grandmother and my uncle had both passed away, I would go back to visit and I would see those cornfields and the hair on my arms would still stand up. In fact, even today, driving past the cornfield, I still think about it. It stays with me. And I suppose that's what horror is supposed to do. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And there is my story. But what I really want to know is your story. How did you get into horror? What's your first memory of horror? I'd love for you to tell us here at the podcast, and there's a couple ways that you can do that. You can write us on Twitter, at A Bloody Machete, or to my personal Twitter, at Drinks McGee. As well, you can shoot an email off to abloodymachete@gmail.com. And if you're listening to the Anchor app, you can send us a voice message. I think some of the best stories that we get will be read aloud on the first ever episode of The Bloody Machete. So stay tuned for that. And that just about does it for us on the introduction episode of The Bloody Machete. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to this, and I hope you are as well. There are so many movies for us to discuss. Movies you've seen, movies you want to see, movies you don't want to touch with a 10-foot fucking pole. But we're going to go through them, and we'll decide together what's worthy, what's not worthy. And on that note, my gore whores, my splatter kings, my children of the night, I bid you adieu. Stay tuned for horror, gore, and so much more on the Bloody Machete podcast.